Whether a hijab, chador, or burqa, the veil worn by women in the Islamic world is a frequent source of debate. For some, it's a symbol of the repression of women. For others, it is a sign of religious devotion. NPR's Ivan Watson has this look at two neighboring countries, Iran and Turkey, whose governments are taking opposing approaches to the veil.
A quarter century ago, the clerics who led Iran's Islamic Revolution decreed that all women must cover their hair in public, in accordance with their interpretation of the Quran. Today, some Iranian women, like 22-year-old Farnoush, chafe at this law. As soon as she gets home from work at the end of the day, Farnoush tears off her hijab, which means headscarf in Persian, and exposes her bleached blonde hair.
I don't like to wear hijab, wear my hair covered, my everything covered. You feel bad.
Over the past decade, enforcement of Iran's female dress code has relaxed somewhat. You can now see startlingly diverse styles of women's clothing in the streets of Tehran. Some women wear the chador, a long, typically black robe that drapes from head to toe. But many opt to wear short, stylish coats over their pants and blouses, along with a simple headscarf, often worn far back on the head. This 42-year-old woman named Shireen wants to do away with the headscarf altogether.
Obviously, if you're a free-thinking person, you definitely don't like it because you don't see any reason why anyone, even your religion, should make you do things.
In the past, Shireen showed her defiance by wearing only a bandana over her hair, even though this act of rebellion could have easily landed her in jail.
You're wearing the hijab, but it's not the proper hijab. Even that is punishable.
Across the border from Iran, the situation could not be more different. In Turkey, some women are fighting for the right to wear headscarves.
Basically, we are not let to university to enter with our headscarves, but it's a part of me.
This 21-year-old university student named Vildan says it's her religious duty as a Muslim to cover her hair and avoid wearing revealing clothes. She sits in a fashionable Istanbul cafe, wearing a purple headscarf and long matching coat, surrounded by bare-headed Turkish women who are dressed in Western attire. Vildan says she's angry at the Turkish government for forcing her to take off her headscarf every time she goes to class.
It's my choice, a part of me. I adopted it as a part of myself. How can they find the right in service to disrespect or ignore my choice?
Long before the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Turkey underwent a secular revolution of sorts that has rigidly enforced the separation of mosque and state. Today, women are banned from wearing headscarves in most schools and government buildings. Some Turks, like this 20-year-old human rights activist named Gulizar Delend, have protested by attending classes dressed in wigs. Delen says Turkey discriminates against devout Muslims.
They don't want me to be here, but they are not right, because the education is my right, because I'm citizen of this country.
The wife of Turkey's current prime minister was denounced in some circles after she appeared at a state function wearing a headscarf. The same year, an Iranian human rights lawyer sparked uproar in her home country after she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize in Norway bareheaded. Iranian dissident Ibrahim Yazdi says he sees striking similarities between Iran and Turkey's very different headscarf policies.
Political separation, under the name of civilization or under the name of religion, doesn't matter.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.